Okay, welcome to your final lesson in this sprint. This is when we kind of put everything together. Now, let's say you have recorded everything and you're ready to edit it. Okay, so hopefully you've gotten all of those steps done. Now you got to put it all together and make it look like a polished presentation. In this lesson, I'm going to show you how to do that with a variety of different tools. I'm going to show it to you in iMovie, and I'm also going to show it to you with Google Chrome's WeVideo. So even if you have a PC or a Mac, you can still use WeVideo if you're looking for something that's a free option as a video editor. If you have a Windows-based machine, you can also use Windows Movie Maker. That's another alternative. It's very similar to iMovie, so you should be able to follow most of the same steps and get the same kind of result. Okay, now for me, what I want to do in this editing process is show you how to take your face-to-face video and add some images or splice in some other video and make it one cohesive component. Okay, all right, so let's see how this gets done. All right, I'm taking you to my screen now. We're going to start by exporting that original slide deck that I had. I'm going to use these for my images. Okay, so what I'm going to do for that is just export it to images. Again, you can do this in Mac or PC. And I just choose, you know, JPEG, it doesn't matter. And I'm going to take that to my desktop, and it's going to create a file of images that are going to be on my desktop that I'm going to be able to drag. Okay, now, once I do that, let me see. I'm going to stop sharing my screen for just a second so that I can get the right screen up for you. I have a bunch of them on here, which is why it's kind of a little stressful. Okay, once I have those images, then you're going to be able to drag them into your movie production area. So let me show you the movie production area. I'm going to start with iMovie, okay? All right, here we go. All right, so this is my iMovie area. Obviously, I have a different presentation in here. So I'm going to go to File, New Movie. This creates it right from the get-go. No theme. I don't want anything fancy. You can title it whatever you want. Sprint 5 Project. Okay? Actually, this is not Sprint 5. It is Sprint 3. But let's pretend that this is Sprint 5. Okay. I can either import media by clicking this, or I can drag it in. So what I'm going to do is actually click on that import media component, and I'm going to look for my desktop because that's where I always store everything. You got to know where you store it, right? And then see this NAEA, these are all of the images. So if I kind of preview that, you'll see here's all the images from those slide decks, okay, that I'm going to grab a little bit later. That's not what I'm looking for right now. What I'm looking for right now is the MP4. Here we go. I want to import this video. This is me talking to the screen originally from at the very beginning of the previous lesson. This is all that. So all I'm going to do, literally I'm going to drag this whole thing because it's just me talking to the screen. I'm kind of happy with it that way. I'm just going to drag that right here onto my storyline. Okay. Now here comes the really easy part. Now all you have to do is add some more media. I'm going to go get those images that I had here. And I'm just holding down the command key on my computer so that I can hold all of them. I'm going to import all of them. And they're going to come up here. I want you to notice something. Let's say I want to pop this in right here so that it covers up me talking. Look at that.
Camera up here.
All different. It just covers that screen. Now, if I don't want any kind of moving back and forth or whatever, that's really simple to fix. I just click on this crop button. Right now it's set to Ken Burns by automatic, but I can go right to fit so that it fits to my whole screen. I can crop to fill and then just make sure that I can make it a little bit bigger on the screen in just a moment. I'll show you how to do that. And that way, it fits right over top of me talking. See how that works? All I had to do was drag that right where I wanted it. I'm going to show you a different technique in here. Let's say in here I want this image. I'm going to bring that down. I want to pop that in here. Now, if you want to make it take a longer piece of time, you just click right here until it gets to be this kind of sideways thing, and then you can drag. In here, let's see. We have the crop tool. Again, it's always going to default to that can burn. So I always like crop to fill, just so that I can fill it in. But I could also do lots of fun things too. I can make sure that it's picture in picture. Or I can change the color. You can play with that all you want. But for me, I like to just have it as simple as possible. I find that simple is often best. You get too fancy with it, you get people lost. So all you have to do is drag these images then to kind of showcase what it is that I'm talking about at any given time. I don't have to do anything to this one down here. And then when I'm done, I can add a title slide. I can do a kind of like, I can go up here to titles. I can add my name on the lower left. I can add a title screen at the very beginning, just drag that here. This is really drag, drop, adjust whatever you need. And a title slide, my computer is a little slow right now, but I could definitely change the title however I wanted and make that, you know, sprint three session. You can change these colors by using any of these options up here. Then when you're done, all you do is share it. I would share it as a file just so that you have it. You're going to do it at the highest resolution you can, either 720 or 1080p. Those are our two that we're going to try to choose from. Nothing lower than 720 because it gets difficult to see. You want to compress faster. Don't worry about quality for compression. Okay. And you can either do medium or high. You're going to want to try to keep this below 1 gig if you can. Okay. Sometimes that's not possible, but if you can, that's better. So you can play with those settings. Then click on next, and then it will export it for you to wherever you specify, okay? And then you'll have it there, okay? So that is iMovie. Now I wanna show you how to use WeVideo, because WeVideo is an app that you can get on Google Chrome. It's free, so you can't beat free, right? And again, it's really pretty simple to use. So when you go, just go to Google and type in WeVideo. It's going to bring you to the Chrome store. You can download it. It'll say download for free. Since I already have it downloaded, it's right here. And once you do that, you can click on visit website and it will take you to the WeVideo area. All you have to do is have a Google account, so a Gmail, whatever. You'll create new, and then you can upload your media exactly the same as what we did before. Okay. So I can browse to select. I can pick that same video that I had before. Finding it is always a pleasure. And then I, while that's importing, I can also import some of those images too. I'm just gonna do a couple. And then that all imports. And once it's done, you're gonna create a new project. When you create that new project, you'll be able to add these to the storyboard just like what we did in iMovie. So it's really kind of fantastic. And then once we have that, I'm gonna select these items. Okay. Once you have your media uploaded, and this is gonna take me a little bit of time because my video is a little bit big, so just be careful. And then click on start. And it's always going to want you to have to try their upgrading their plan. It doesn't really matter. You don't have to. But notice this. I can drag each of these things right on here. So this is my main video. I click on it and I drag it down. And then I can go ahead and add each of these components. Now you're going to have a watermark with WeVideo. Okay. It's okay if you don't purchase it. I'm not going to make anybody purchase anything if you don't want to. It looks more professional if you don't have it on there and you upgrade. Okay. I'm just going to be really honest with you. So if you're not using iMovie or Windows Movie Maker, if you want to use WeVideo as an option, just keep that in mind because there might be some things that are right there that you want them to see and they can't because of the watermark. It's a different component, okay? So it's nice and clean
you're gonna
if you go with the Pro version, but I wanted to give you a different web alternative just in case. But again, notice, all you have to do is drag and drop, you guys. There is nothing else that you have to do here. Now, let's say that I actually wanna go ahead and snip this, okay? I could go ahead and close gaps, I can add a transition, I can fill this in on top of this. so that it, instead of coming in here, it actually snips it in. So you can play around with these video makers to do whatever you want with your video, okay? What's important though, is that you have one cohesive video that is less than 15 minutes long, okay? Once you have that video done, then you're gonna upload it. You're gonna upload it either to a Dropbox, Google Drive, either one. You could upload it to YouTube as an unlisted video, okay? So any of those options work. If you have a Dropbox account, great. If you have a Google Drive account, that's the easiest thing to do. Just pop it in there. Make sure though that when you pop that in there that you allow it to be shared. One of the things that a lot of people forget to do is allow it to be shared and then we can't view it. And then we're sending emails to everybody saying, I can't find this, I can't view that. So make sure that you list it as being able to be viewed by all or shareable so that we can go ahead and download it, okay? And then, so all you're gonna do is pop that video link over near where we sign up, okay? So I'm actually gonna head over to the sign up area and show you how to do that. Okay, so this is the sign up area. Right now it's empty because it's not time for you guys to sign up yet. But let's say that I had my name here, okay? And my coach was Tiffany. Okay, right here next to my name, I'm also going to now add the link to my video. So I always host things over on Vimeo. Actually, I'm gonna go to YouTube and go ahead so you can see how to do an unlisted video. So if I'm over here, I have uploaded my video. Okay, these are unlisted videos. I've listed, they're available in these playlists. Okay, I'm gonna share that video with that link, copy it. I'm just gonna paste that right there, okay? So now there's the video link that my coach can go and download that video and upload it to our platform. That's all you have to do to submit. You add that video link, and then in the project area, there is a space for you to upload your handout. So where you would normally submit your projects, like what you've always done so far, now you just go into that project area, you upload your handout that accompanies your video. So your video link is back here in that Winter Summit area, and your handout goes into the folder. So that way we have both from you, and then that's it. That's all you are submitting for this sprint, okay? So you've now learned all about the theme in this lesson area, as well as how to create a really engaging PD session, how to edit it all together, and where to upload it. Now it's time for you to get to work. You've got to go ahead and create that PD session. Make sure you sign up for a slot. Make sure you upload your video either as an unlisted YouTube, in a Dropbox folder, or in Google Drive, and attach that link back to your name once you're done. That all has to be submitted by February 13th. Now, this is really important, my friends. If you don't submit by February 13th, and that's at midnight, okay? February 13th at midnight. If I hop in there on Valentine's Day, on February 14th, and there is not a session in there, you are not gonna be able to be included in the Winter STEAM Summit because starting February 15th, we have to download all of your sessions and all of your handouts and upload them into the platform to get ready for the live event that starts on February 22nd. So if you submit anything late, you will not get a complete for this sprint, okay? That's very important. So that's why we've provided you with the timeline. We're checking in with you a lot. This probably feels like we are really hand-holding you through this sprint, and that is because we want you to make sure that you manage your time really effectively. We wanna make sure that you get your projects in on time, okay? All right, so hop on over to the project area and we'll go ahead and explain what that all looks like and how you pulled that together. For now, it's great to see you and good luck on your projects.